How you doing, Bob? You listen? Yeah, I seen you there. And I also heard you a little earlier. I can't believe you're using gas leaf blowers. That's so environmentally incorrect, WRKF 572 Bob.
Well, funny thing you should say that, because in the back of my truck I've got, well, one, I dropped the other one off. And I was looking to see if they made an electric one, if Steel does, and I think they do, if I remember right. I thought Brian had one, but I would happily buy an electric blower as long as it was affordable. I've got an electric chainsaw, and that thing's awesome. And though I love this big F-350, I'd love to park it, not drive it every day, and I would absolutely die for one of those new electric Silverado RSTs.
I was just grinning when I was hearing that, because in California they've outlawed gas leaf blowers. But yeah, it's I buy electric leaf blowers because my wife can't start the gas ones.
Oh no, the Steels are pretty easy to start. Although that's my problem this week. We let them both sit too long with fuel in them, and they didn't want to start. So one of them. A spark plug and new fuel solved the problem. The other one, it's kind of gummed up, so it's down at the shop getting worked on.
No, I'm just joking. I just heard your conversation. I thought that was funny. I better give him a bad time about the environment.
Yeah, I'm so, you know, if I could have two strokes and nitromethane, I'm happy camper. Diesel and whatever, so I'm not completely motivated by the environment. I'm not somebody that's you know, hugging trees and freaking out. At the same time, I really like electric tools for the simplicity and you know, pouring fuel all over yourself where you're trying to get something done. That's no fun. It's nice to be able to just pull a battery off the charger and stick it in there and go to town. But as far as vehicles go, man, I'm seduced by the power. Electric vehicles are a blast to drive.
Yeah, I drove my son's Lightning F-150, and I was really impressed. But then he said he rented or borrowed one of those little new Mustangs that are electric, and he hated it.
I've driven the F-150 Lightning. I got to take one on a test drive because I got a buddy down at Mach that's a salesperson. I haven't driven the Mach-E, that Mustang you're talking about, but I've driven a Model S and a Model 3 Tesla, and the Model S was a rocket ship. It was an experience that I couldn't even explain. It was so fun. But, yeah, I mean, do I think they're all going to save the world? No. But I think they're wonderful cars, and I think they're beautiful for, like, downtown areas where you don't have to, you know, where they're quieter and you know, you're not breathing exhaust fumes while you're sitting there having lunch on the side of the street.
I'm the same way. I like the gas, but I like electric, especially the e-bikes. We have e-bikes, and we love them.
Yeah, that's another topic that's kind of interesting, too, is, you know, I just saw that there's a company in Canada making an electric jet ski and an electric snowmobile. And, you know, at this point, I think the buyers for an electric jet ski is somebody that lives on the lake and they've got plenty of money and, you know, they don't mind taking it out for 30 minutes and having to bring it back in, put it in their boathouse and charge it. But anyway, I it's interesting. You know, as long as people don't kid themselves and they're honest about it, I think we're going to see some interesting things.